Good morning. We are talking with Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline. And of course, we're into November now. Holidays right around the corner. But I know you wanted to talk about a couple bills that Governor Evers just signed. And of course, we've talked about some of these before. And if you don't know how government works, from the introduction to a bill to the signing of the bill is a very long time. So you've probably heard about these bills, but now they have been signed by the governor and are actually, it's done. So I'll let you kind of talk about those.
Sure.
And the process, you know, that you went through or why these were.
And you're right. The process is painfully slow in government. It just is. It's just the process. So I wanted to highlight, I guess, a couple of bills that the governor signed. These were my bills and that relate to EMS, our volunteer EMS units that we have. I've got lots of them all over my district. And these were all based, the bills were based on feedback I heard from our EMS volunteers, okay? And the concern has been that it's difficult to get volunteers, okay?
Yep.
And so anyway, so we have addressed some of those things here. One of the things that we do in these bills that were signed, and this is law now, is we're going to be, the state is going to be reimbursing for the cost of training for the initial classes for somebody to become an EMT, okay? Mm-hmm. And which is important because, you know, here somebody is willing to volunteer their time after working a full day at farming, and they come home and not only do they have to go to a class, but they got to pay for it. And it's over, probably over $1,000 for that class. So anyway, so that is, was signed into law and happy for that. Another thing that it was part of this EMS package was affects our technical college system. And we've heard multiple instances where they didn't have a full class for EMTs, okay? Mm-hmm. And so let's say, and I'll make up some numbers here, let's say the full class is like 10 students. Mm-hmm. They only had six. So the tech colleges couldn't afford to run the class with only six new people, so they canceled the class. That means that six volunteers, six people who have made the commitment to become EMTs aren't going to be able to help us out. So under this new law, what the state will do is tell the tech colleges, you run your class. If it's only six, we'll reimburse you for the difference. And, you know, so we get as many people as we possibly can. So which is good. Another issue that I've heard a lot about has to do with the training hours for EMTs. And I've heard this for over a decade now. And every time the state, the DHS and the tech college system, but primarily DHS, increases the training hours, they go from 140 to 180, and we lose volunteers. They go from 180 to 220, and we lose, you know, it's just the requirements are beginning to be just significant that the average person, again, who's got a full-time job, just can't afford to spend that time in training. So this bill requires the state to come back to the legislature and report, what is your rationale for increasing these training hours? If it's valid, no problem. But I mean, sometimes they're training, they're forcing training, and I've heard this from a number of our volunteers out here, stuff that we'll never deal with here in Southwest Wisconsin. So anyway, so happy that those bills got across the finish line and looking forward to, you know, the impact, hopefully the impact it'll have relatively soon in our local departments.
And I know another one of the bills that just passed was the use of cell phones in public schools.
Yes. So this was a bill that, again, I think this was introduced many, many, many months ago. And it finally was passed and you got signed into law by the governor recently. And this is something that I've talked to my district administrators about. And that has to do with requiring our school districts to have a policy regarding cell phone use in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And And I think when we talk to parents, we talk to administrators, teachers, you know, for the most part, you know, there unless there's an educational reason for using a cell phone, students ought to be focused on the teacher, you know, and learning, not on
whatever
they're doing, you know what I mean? And again, the educators were very supportive of this. And in my conversations with some of the local district administrators, they were more than happy to weigh in and positively because they were, and a lot of our districts around here do have policies already in place. But, you know, this way they can blame the legislature. You know, and they
it's
say, well,
not law, sorry.
Yeah, the state's forcing us to do this, you know, so, which I'm fine. I mean, I'm willing to take the rap on that, but this is a good policy. I think it's a good policy. And it does not prevent the use of cell phones, like in an emergency. You know, if there's a situation going on, you know, they can use them. So, but anyway.
It's one of those things where unregulated, you know, it falls on each school district and they all have to come up with it. But kids really do need structure. And this is one of those things where if the kids have structure, they will follow it. And it doesn't affect them in the same ways that we think it does. You know, it's the same way like a speed limit on the highway. We would all be flying down the highway, but for our safety, we say this is the speed limit. Mm-hmm. And then we follow it and go, oh, well, that makes sense.
Right, right. And, you know, if I'm a student sitting in a class and I want to focus, I mean, but the my classmates around me are on their phones, I mean, even that's a distraction.
Yes.
Like, what are you, Lori, what are you
exactly.
watching now? What's going on?
Why are you
here?
Not paying attention?
Yeah.
Then I don't want to pay attention.
Anyway, so it's I think it's just good policy. In the state, and surprisingly, in the assembly, it was kind of a partisan issue, which is I was kind of surprised about. But anyway, I'm glad. I think the governor, you know, got it right when he signed it last week. So that was good.
Well, of course, getting ready for the holiday season, lots going on in the area. We will have you back in December.
Yes, I can't believe it'll be after Thanksgiving.
After
so
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I just love it because, you know, it's family, food, getting together, and it's not as commercial as Christmas and stuff, you know? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just more, you know, we just...
Very simple.
We don't have the stress.
Yes.
At least in my life or my household, we don't, you know, it's just family getting together and who can make it makes it and... Again, it's always a nice, and this year the Packers play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we'll get a chance to watch them hopefully beat the Lions. And I'll see you next month.
Sounds good. Talking with State Senator Howard Markline.